This is Kent Lundquist back with the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore, 89.1 FM. Hope you make it a habit of joining us every Sunday night for some swinging modern mainstream sounds. Tonight we're highlighting the work of alto sax man Jackie McLean, doing some of his early work. And we're going to kick off the second hour with his album Alto Madness. And by that we mean we have Jackie McLean on alto sax, joined by John Jenkins on alto sax. So we've got two alto sax men in the front line. Wade Legge on piano. Doug Watkins is back on bass, along with Art Taylor on drums. We've heard quite a bit of that rhythm section in the first hour, along with piano player Mal Waldron. And this is their little romp through Rodgers and Hart's great composition, The Lady is a Tramp.
Thank you.
was the alto sax tandem of Jackie McLean and John Jenkins from their prestige album Alto Madness, doing Rodgers and Hart's composition Lady as a Tramp. And I believe we had Mel Walden there on piano backing them up, along with Art Taylor on drums. Now we're going to turn to something written by Frank Lesser. Frank Lesser is one of my favorite composers. He one of the few guys that wrote both the music and the lyrics. And he did such things as Guys and Dolls and How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Did all of music and all the lyrics. Really a knockout artist. And this is Woody Herman and his big roaring big band from his album Feeling So Blue on the Fantasy label, doing Frank Lesser's composition, Brotherhood of Man. That was Frank Lesser's great composition, The Brotherhood of Man. It was a swinging version of that particular composition done by the Woody Herman Big Band. And now we're going to turn back to our highlight artist of the week, and that's Jackie McLean. And for a period of time, a year or two, he was a member of the Art Blakey Jazz Messengers. And this was one of several editions of the Jazz Messengers by Art Blakey around 1957 that comprised of Jackie McLean on alto, Bill Hardiman on trumpet, Spanky DeBrest on bass, Art and Sam Dockery on piano. Of course, the inimitable Art Blakey, the leader, on drums, driving him through. And this was something written by the piano player Sam Dockery called Sam's Tune. Thank you. That was our highlight artist of the week, Jackie McLean on alto sax when he was a sideman in the Art Blakey Jazz Messengers aggregation from a Blue Note album that Art Blakey cut on around 1957 with McLean on alto sax, Bill Hardiman on trumpet, Spanky DeBrest on bass, and Sam Dockery on piano. From their album Ritual, and that was the track was called Sam's Tune, written by the piano player Sam Dockery. Well, we haven't done any Hammond B3 organ tonight, so we're going to fix that right now. We're going to do a little thing by Mel Rhine. Mel Rhine was one of the original organists in the trio, first trio that Wes Montgomery put together out of Indianapolis. And then he ended up working a long time up in Milwaukee. Fine, underrated, overlooked organ player. This is Mel Rhine doing Shoo Shoo Baby.
Thank you. Thank you.
Organ and Mel Ryan doing an old standard going way back to probably the mid 40s, Shoo Shoo Baby. And that was our fix for our Hammond B3 organ for the evening. Okay, now we're going to return to our highlight artist of the week, and that's alto sax man Jackie McLean. And to put his career in perspective, we're going to go clear back to a prestige album cut by Miles Davis in 1951, one of the first 12-inch LPs cut on the Prestige label. And at this time, Jackie McLean was all about 19 years of age. But Miles Davis saw a lot of talent here with Jackie McLean, so he brought him in on this recording session. It includes Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, Walter Bishop on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, and the ever-present, omnipresent Art Blakey on drums. This is a little easy blues written by Miles Davis called Out of the Blue.
Thank you.
It's our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Jackie McLean on alto sax. That's one of the very first albums he ever cut as a sideman, clear back in 1951 on a prestige label, Miles Davis and Sonny Rollins. The album, name of the album was Dig, and I think Jackie McLean was only given one chorus on there, but it was interesting because he was only about 19 years of age when he got to cut that first album, so they knew there was a great talent coming down the pike. We'll do something headed up by bassist Sam Jones on the Riverside label, the Sam Jones Septet. Most bassists don't get a chance to lead up an album, but he put out three or four on the Riverside label that were quite creative and swinging. And sidemen include Nat Adderley on cornet, Jimmy Heath on tenor sax, Charles Davis on baritone sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Keeter Betts is on bass, along with Sam Jones on bass. And we got a first and second baseman here, and Lewis Hayes on drums. This is the old standard, Just Friends. Thank you. Sam Jones Septet. And Sam Jones was primarily a bass player, but on that particular track, the solos were taken by Sam on cello. And the bass player was, who do we have on bass? Keeter Betts. We had a fine cornet solo there by Nat Adderley. Jimmy Heath was there on tenor sax. We're going to slow things down a little bit with an unusual rendition of Rodgers and Hammerstein's composition, You'll Never Walk Alone, done by tenor sax man Gene Ammons, backed up by Clarence Anderson on organ, Sylvester Hickman on bass, Donald Darrell Anderson on drums, recorded in Chicago 1962 on the Prestige label. The album was called Preach, and let's listen to Gene Ammons on tenor sax, You'll Never Walk Alone. Rendition of You'll Never Walk Alone by Rodgers and Hammerstein, done by the tenor sax stylings of Gene Ammons. Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last 2 hours. We hope you enjoy the sounds. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10, 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. Please come back and visit with us and have for another session next Sunday night. I'm going to close it out with our feature artist, Jackie McLean on alto sax from his album 4, 5, and 6. And on this particular track, along with Jackie McLean on alto sax, we've got Mel Walden on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Art Taylor on drums, Donald Byrd is on trumpet, and we add in here the swinging tenor sax sounds of Mobley. And this is Charlie Parker's classic Bob composition, Confirmation. Thank you.